Riordan masterfully orchestrates the huge cast of characters and manages a coherent, powerful tale at once exciting, philosophical, and tear-jerking. Kirkus Reviews.
Welcome to Floor 600. This is a podcast where two friends, Quinn
and Natalie,
read the Percy Jackson and the Olympian series by Rick Riordan. Welcome to our reading of the last book in this series, The Last Olympians.
Woohoo!
You can tell it's the last book because it has last in this title.
Precisely, my friend.
Yeah. I like that the review that you read described it as coherent.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like the minimal of something.
Right?
The way like you describe something like, yeah, well, it was coherent.
It's like, like at the very least, if you're writing anything, it has to be coherent.
Yeah, that's the lowest bar you can have. But yeah. So, Last Olympian, it's coherent. It's better than coherent. It's a powerful tale.
It's at once exciting, philosophical, and tear-jerking.
Oh, I'm so excited slash scared.
I know. I can't believe we're on the last book.
I know. And this book was published in May 5th, 2009.
Yep. So he put out
2009.
The Lightning Thief was published on June 28th, 2005. So he put out 5 books in 4 years.
Yeah. That's a lot of books. That's a lot of writing. I wonder if he wrote any of the books and then split them into two. You know? I could see what's it called? Sea of Monsters and Titan's Curse being originally one big book and then split into two.
Well, I imagine it'd be like, you know, he kind of knew what was going to happen after a certain point.
Yeah, he knew that it was a series and he knew how many books that he wanted it to be.
And then he'd be like writing one and then he'd be like, oh, this I need to save for later, this idea or this thought or whatever.
Mm-hmm. He had it mapped out after a point.
If you hear grumbling and scratching, it's my dog.
He's rolling around like a weirdo.
He is a weirdo. But this book,
Bless you, Bruce.
This book is a little bit longer than the other ones in chapters, at least. This book has 23 chapters.
Wow. So, do you think that will mess with our reading schedule at all?
No.
Yeah, we don't really have a schedule anyway, so.
We pretty much just fly by the seat of our pants, so whatever seems manageable that week.
Yep.
Honestly.
So sorry if you're trying to read along and then you read 4 chapters because we say we're going to read 4 chapters and then really we read 2.5. It's on you. It's on you for not being in our text chain.
In case you are wondering, though, the first episode of, like, the actual reading of this book will be 2 chapters, for sure. So.
Yes, we're reading chapters 1 and 2 of The Last Olympian. That's the first chapter, first episode of this one. And that will be episode 26.
Woot woot.
Wowness.
Yeah, boy. Which is actually technically more if you include the intro episodes.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's like the 26th read through.
Yes.
Yeah.
Full episode.
So this book has anywhere between 361 pages and 432 pages.
Wow, thank you for those variety of printings.
Yeah.
So, what are you reading this book on this time?
I'm reading this on my Kindle because my books are still somewhere out in the ether. I really don't know where they are. And on my Kindle, it says it's 387 pages and it will take typically 5 hours and 30 minutes to read.
But don't you worry, we're going to extend that to a few months.
I'm going to throw off the curve.
Yep. My book is 381 pages.
Oh, you're fancy.
So I'm like right in the middle of all of the other whatever. And between the 361 and 432.
I don't think that they should include, like, the teasers in the back as pages.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's not pages of the story.
Mm-hmm.
It's just pages of next story.
Yeah.
Do you have a teaser in the back of yours?
Nope. I just have more reviews. I have a lot of reviews to the other books in the series.
The ones we've already read?
Yep.
Weird.
But, so my copy is, I believe, the original printing, or first edition. Yep, first edition, 2009, and it is hardback and fancy.
That's why it's fancy, because it's so anticipated.
Yeah, and the photo of Rick in the back is a very young-looking Rick.
He looks like a baby Rick.
Yeah.
Baby Uncle Rick.
He still has a smattering of gray hair, but still a baby compared.
So here is a one-sentence teaser from Riordan Wiki. This conclusion to the saga revolves around Percy Jackson, the son of Poseidon, as he leads his friends in a last stand to protect Mount Olympus and the rest of the world from Kronos and his army of titans and monsters.
So much there!
I know, there's so much to unpack! Annabeth Chase is no longer the head of this story.
Yeah, because she was the main character, according to Riordan Wiki.
Last time.
Yeah, for Battle of the Labyrinth. But really, she was like an unappreciated main character of Battle of the Labyrinth, I think.
Yeah, she was just really grumpy, and then she was really sad.
Mm-hmm.
And then she went away.
The best kind of main characters, right?
So, that brings us to our quest queries.
Yeah! So, what do you remember about the story before we started reading it?
There's a big fight at the end.
Wow. That's a good thing to remember. I remembered that there was a fight, and I also remembered a little bit about the beginning. Like, I remembered, like, a Pegasus came and while he was driving. And then I remember a few other things, but not much. Like, as soon as I was doing the reading for this coming episode, so chapters 1 and 2, as I got to chapter 2, I was like, wow,
this
happened? Like,
yeah, I remember, like this, the stuff in the first 2 chapters so far feels familiar.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't tell you what's gonna happen.
Nope. Like, I remember where they end up. I do not remember the journey.
Exactly. What is jumping out to you as you begin the reread? For me, it's just, like, it feels so much mature. So much more mature.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all grown up. They're no longer 12-year-old little kids anymore.
Grow up so fast.
It's almost like in the past year, they've aged so much.
Like, they've aged 4 years in, like, 1 year.
Well, it would be even worse if we had read them all in a week. Then they would be in, like, oh my gosh.
Growing
up. Yep. Growing up before my eyes.
Literally.
Yep. And it's so weird, though, because reading them so, being able to read them right one after another, so different than the first time we read them. Because the first time, at least the first time I read them, you had to wait between readings because they weren't out yet.
Yeah, and then you had to wait for your mom to take you to Barnes & Noble, or you had to wait even longer for the library to get it.
Yeah. The library, it would take forever, because even after they got it, then you had to wait in the waiting list, the hold line. And there would always be, like, 15 people.
And then kids would, like, forget to return it for, like, 3 months at a time.
Ugh. Library troubles.
But you didn't have to pay for it.
Nope, you didn't. You just gotta wait and wait and wait and wait.
But that's what made me lose interest in it in the first place. Like, the first time I read it, I had a bad habit of forgetting about books. So I'd be like, oh, well, I already waited a year and I don't know what happened in the book I just read.
Yeah.
So
what's the
now
point?
I have to start over.
Mm-hmm. I think with this book, I feel like I have a memory of reading it, 2009? So that was 8th grade. 8th grade was not a good year for me.
Was it for anyone?
No. I don't think so. But I remember because I had to drive somewhere with my mom, and I remember reading this in the car, and it was a very high pressure situation. So it was a weird situation when I was reading this the first time. So
I want to hear more about this.
Well, okay, so my mom has some history of health issues, and when I was in eighth grade, she had to get a sinus surgery, and to get do that, she had to go to Mayo Clinic, and for some reason, no one else could go with, so instead of like my mom going with a responsible adult, my mom and I drove up to Mayo Clinic. And then we got a hotel, and then I was responsible for dropping her off at surgery and picking her up at surgery. That was hard. Picking her up at surgery as a 14-year-old.
And you can't even drive?
I couldn't drive. We were in walking distance of the hotel, so it wasn't really a problem. But I remember going in, and I was like, hey, my mom just got out of surgery. Can I come and pick her up? And they're like, how old are you? And I'm like, 16. And I was like, obviously not. There's a reason I didn't lie higher than 16. No one would believe more than 14. And they're like, you have to wait until your mom, like, is, like, I don't know. And I was like,
coherent.
Oh, coherent. And I was like, well, I can hear her talking in the back room. Can I go and see her? And they're like, well, we have to wait for an adult to be here. And I'm like, I am the adult in this situation.
And you were reading this book.
I was reading this book in the waiting room.
That is a great story. I don't remember where or when I was reading any of them.
Yep. I remember where I was reading this one. I don't remember where I was reading the other ones. I was also reading the third or fourth book in the Gallagher Girls series. And that's a, like, spy school for girls series. It's very good. It's a rockin' series.
So what are you looking forward to in this book, if anything?
The death. I don't know why I said that. It's gonna be an emotional roller coaster.
I did not expect you to say that. That's so funny. Oh my god. I was going to say...
You weren't going to say death?
No. Seeing how the big prophecy works out and seeing Annabeth and Percy become friends again because...
Yeah.
It's not that they're not friends, but they're not being friendly.
Yeah. And they're... I think they're going to become more than friends by the end of this book.
I think so, too.
Ooh. It's so exciting.
I'm very excited about this book. And I'm also shad.
I'm sad that it's going to be ending, but at the same time, I'm so excited, because it's like Kronos and Percy facing off.
Again.
Again. But this one, for like, the final time. And they think, there's so much going on, and like, it's going to be exciting. So next episode, we're going to be reading chapters 1 and 2 of The Last Olympian, super exciting. And yeah, if you have any questions or comments or whatever, you can email us at floor600.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Instagram or Twitter, or Twitter, at floor_600. Or you can follow us on Tumblr, which I keep up, but not actively. And that is 4600 Podcast. Also, you can join our Patreon, which is
patreon.com/floor600. You're listening to this, so you know where you can listen to it.
So keep listening to it. Yeah.
And always rate, review, and subscribe. And if you... follow us on Facebook, or if you like our page or whatever that's called on Facebook. If you could rate our Facebook page thing.
Oh, I didn't even realize. Okay.
You can rate us on Facebook. please do that, and that'll help us gain more traction in search engines and the algorithm.
Whatever. Rate us on things that you think that you can rate us on. It's a fun thing that helps us.
Yep. And subscribe, and thank you for listening.
Bye. Bye. See ya in a little bit. Or hear you. No, you're going to hear us.
We'll read their words.
Yeah.
And they'll hear us speak words.
Yep.
Bye!